The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. May the Lord be praised in the reading of his word. May we be blessed in its hearing, for this is the gospel of the Lord. Good morning again, everyone. Well, you have no trouble hearing me now, huh? I usually will begin a homily with a funny anecdote or story, but I think that given what we sometimes refer to as the elephant that's in the room, it would be inappropriate to tell a humorous story. I am, of course, referring to the news articles that have been appearing this past week on the Attorney General of Pennsylvania's report, which details serious charges of a history of abuse in our church. Of course, we've also heard the accounts, I would assume all of you have, of the cardinal who was removed, even though he is retired. The Holy Father removed him as a cardinal in the church because of his serious crimes against children and vulnerable adults. Obviously, within the space of a homily, it's impossible to cover this topic in detail. Some of you may even think, well, are you really sure this is a topic we should be talking about in church with families and that? I do think it's a topic that we need to be talking about and dealing with and raising our awareness of to the highest level. What to say about this? You know, the first thing I want to say about it is I've preached on this topic before. By the way, I'm a clinical psychologist. I no longer practice, but I've also been a clinician in addition to being a priest, so I kind of come at this from, if you will, two different sides. I've had people tell me, you know, that they have the solution for this problem. And I have to tell you very frankly, I never fully agree with their solutions. I think this is a problem that has been with us for years. And brothers and sisters, I think it's going to be a problem that's going to stay with us as a church. I think it's causing deep rifts within our church. And I thought to myself one day, I thought, you know what, if I were the devil, if I were the person of the devil, what would I do to destroy the church? I've got a good idea what I'd do. I'd do this. That's how serious I think this issue is, and how badly it is going to impact our church. Now, what do we do? Well, hopefully, our Holy Father is going to take our requests for investigation very seriously. That's one step. Hopefully, our bishops are going to revisit the Dallas Accords and strengthen those. That certainly is another step.
but also the obligation, I think, to be watchful and careful comes to you and to me each day, that we are careful in observing what's going on around us. You know, sometimes we really can kind of drift through life, and this is not an issue that we need to allow to drift by us. We need to be watchful and careful that we are observing, not on a witch hunt, but that we are observing this issue and aware of it and saying something and speaking up when we see something that just isn't right. You know, if it smells bad to us, say something, speak up. That doesn't mean you're accusing someone, that just means you're raising a concern. I remember as a child, this is only indirectly related, not directly. As a child, I was a youngster, maybe a teenager. I think I was in my early teen years. And I had a little job. And one of my coworkers was some years older than me. And this guy had had a really rough life. And he would regale me with the stories of his life. He'd been in jail, I'm sure, at one point. And I would come home from work, and I would sit at the supper table, and I would say, oh, this is what I heard today or that. And my parents, I really admired them for this. They set me down one day, and they said, you know what? We're concerned about your friendship with this guy. And they explained to me why they were concerned. I assured my parents that they did not need to be concerned, because there was no way I was going to have a friendship with this guy. I realized his behavior for what it was. But I admired my parents for speaking up. That's my point, you know, that we have those conversations. I'm sure this was not an easy conversation for my parents to have. By the way, both my mom and my dad set me down together. I really liked that they both did that. I think those are the kinds of conversations we have to have, those of you who are parents or grandparents, to raise those concerns and that level of awareness with our children. Also, I think another part of it is, especially in dealing with children, is that we, all of us, have those, particularly the parents, since part of the education, I think, really devolves to parents, supported by the school and the parish and all of us others, but the parents have those conversations that are so very difficult to have sometimes, because it gets into something that makes our skin crawl, right? But have those conversations with your child as they are age appropriate about safety, about what it means to be safe, and what it means to your body is something that is very sacred and belongs to you. And reinforcing to children that sometimes if something just doesn't feel right, you come and tell mom and dad about it. Or you come and tell somebody. Now, again, going back to ourselves as adults and caregivers and those who are charged with responsibility for children and for vulnerable adults as well, that if something comes to our attention, we have an obligation to report it. We have a moral obligation to report something and to raise that concern about the behavior that we're seeing or observing or what we're hearing, that this just doesn't seem right to us, and we think it needs to be addressed in some way. I went to my doctor on Friday and for a little checkup. And I said to him, I said, you know, the last time I was in to see you, I had the results of my physical exam, and you raised some concerns about something. And I said, I'd like to talk with you about that. And then he said, well, now, I think you didn't quite hear what I was saying. He said, I'm concerned about this, but He said, this is something we're watching. Don't you just hate that when the doctors are there? We're just watching. Okay, we're watching. And he says, and we're keeping an eye on this. And he said, in the meantime, he said, I want you to do this and this and this. I felt, in a sense, empowered by that. My point I'm also going to make, and this is the last point on this, as I said, we could go on for this for a long, long time. But the last point I want to make is what came out of that discussion. You know, this is an issue for me, the physical part of it, that's not going to go away. We're just going to watch it. We're going to observe it. Brothers and sisters, this issue is an issue in our church that's not going to go away. Yes, I'm sure we're going to address it. Yes, the rules need to change, and we need to have more rules in place, if you will, more safeguards in place to safeguard our children and other vulnerable adults. But if you think for a minute that it's going to go away, I think we're being very, very naive. We must continue to watch. We must continue to advocate for changes in our church. We must continue to be watchful for our children and vulnerable adults. God bless you.